This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. It's been such a great hump day. If you missed the show, go download a podcast of it. Enjoy yourself. This hour, it'll be about immigration, but not as much about that. It's going to be more about how the communists work. There's another great example that we'll get to that here in just a couple minutes. We'll do some emails. Inflation is bad. Talking about reversing the birth rate of a country. All that and probably more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, again, they create, they pay for, they organize so much of what you see, and they make it feel real. It doesn't just have to do with street activism. This is something I talk about often. You turn on the news and you see, oh my gosh, they're rioting for George Floyd in Minneapolis and New York and L.A. and Atlanta. All these people must be really mad about racism in America. In fact, there must be a lot of racism. Whoa, I can't believe it. That's what they want you to think. In reality, a vast spider web, a network of communist groups funded mostly by communist billionaires pay for and organize that activity. But it doesn't just apply to the street animals when they're out there raiding Foot Locker. It applies to more. As you are well aware, the system is desperately trying to bring in as many barbarians from foreign lands as they can to take away your country from you. They've dedicated themselves to that for 4 years. You're not alone. The poor people in Britain, same thing's happening there. Poor people in Canada. We have many people listening right now from Canada. Same thing's happening there. All across Western civilization, the plan was open up the borders, bring the barbarians in, because they will eventually outnumber these annoying patriotic citizens, and we will get to do whatever we want to this country. That has been the plan. They've been fairly open and honest about it. That's why you have San Diego County coming out and saying, we're going to be a super sanctuary place. It should be noted, their sheriff, this lady, came out and said, no, we're not. Actually, let me push back on that. No, we're really not. But that's why. There is a plan. We brought in all these barbarians, millions and millions of them. It's working. We're pricing people out of housing, pricing people out of health care. We're filling the country up with rapists and murderers. It's all going well. What's this? They want to reverse it? No, we have to keep the barbarians here. And so the Democrats brought out an expert. He's an immigration lawyer, an economics expert, you see, and he gave some testimony yesterday, and he gave this testimony, and the Democrats blasted this all across their social media. This guy sounds pretty sharp and like he knows what he's talking about, right?
But Congress has a choice. Instead of going down that path, we can...
Also sounds like he needs some chalk, but that's another story.
But Congress has a choice. Instead of going down that path, we can instead crack down...
Why are you gay?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I fat-fingered the wrong button.
But Congress has a choice. Instead of going down that path, we can instead crack down on exploitation, strengthen millions of families, and build American prosperity by providing undocumented immigrants a way to fix their papers. The choice is clear.
I'll go ahead and stop it there. Let's just leave it there. But maybe you saw that turbo nerd and you thought, well, I disagree with him, but obviously he's highly educated, knows what he's talking about. Well, I need to give credit where it's due. My buddy Will, well, what's he called now? Randoland. He has a website that's wonderful. Pause on this. Need to go ahead and give this a really solid shout out. Do you want to impress your friends with all the things you know that they don't? Randoland, I think it's .us, isn't it, Chris? Randoland.us. Randoland.us. My buddy Will, it's his website. He's always finding these horrible things they're spending your money on, and it's all right there on his website. You can go read it. Highly recommend it. And so he dug this little tidbit up. You heard that fruitcake on there? Here's what he found out. The dude is barely a lawyer. He majored in East Asian studies. He works for a left-wing 501c3. This comes back to the funded part. He works for a 501c3. Remember, a 501c3 is a nonprofit. Not supposed to be political at all, but of course, the commie ones are very, very political. It reported $16.6 million in revenue in 2022. This humble nonprofit brought in $16.6 million in revenue in 2022. That's who this guy works for. Oh, and that $16 million? $2 million of it comes from the Open Society Foundation. If that sounds familiar, that's George Soros' foundation. So again, to break this down more simply, as we have many times before, you have a communist like Soros. He's not the only commie billionaire. It's just he's the one that most people know, so we'll use him for our purposes. You have a dirty communist like George Soros and now his fruitcake son. All this money there. They have a goal. Their goal is to burn down the United States of America. Soros has been very honest about that. He hates the West. He wants it to burn. How do you go about that? Well, there is a variety of things you can do. But one of the main things you can do is you see you have the man. He's got the money. He starts an organization, the Open Society Foundation. Billions and billions of dollars poured into the Open Society Foundation. But the Open Society Foundation can and does give out large quantities of money itself to this organization or that organization or that organization. And it found this wonderful 501c3 that's all about open borders. And it takes 2 million of those billions and ensures that this nonprofit doing the good work that a charity does is well, well funded. Now, this charity, this nonprofit, they have an expert, you see. He's in-house, but they have an expert. Democrats need an immigration expert to go on TV and talk about why you shouldn't have borders. Well, you simply go grab the commie expert who's funded by George Soros, plant him in a chair in Congress, put a microphone in front of his face, and he gets to sit there and sound like Pete Buttigieg after he sucked on a helium balloon and tell you why everyone deserves amnesty.
But Congress has a choice. Instead of going down that path, we can instead crack down on exploitation, strengthen millions of families, and build American prosperity by providing undocumented immigrants a way to fix their papers. The choice is clear.
Headline from the New York Times. Recent immigration surge has been the largest in U.S. history, surpassing the great immigration boom of the late 1800s and early 1900s. Joe Biden and the communists who surround him remade the United States of America in 4 years. And that is why I just... You know, anyone who's listened to the show for long enough knows I'm perfectly willing and happy to blast away at Trump when he does something stupid or awful. I am so impressed right now. His transition team looks to be professional and on point. His cabinet positions, these people he's putting up for these important positions, have, for the most part, not universal, for the most part, been dynamite. And his public rhetoric has not backed off one iota from his campaign promises. Not one little bit. Not one little bit of a, well, I mean, I guess we don't, mass deportation doesn't have to be that big. You know how they all do it. And frankly, how he did it the very first time. Well, I mean, we're going to try to do it. There's been none of that. If anything, he's tripled down on a no. You have mass deportation or you don't have a country anymore. We are doing this. We are going to do whatever we can. Trump quadrupled down and came out and said birthright citizenship is ridiculous. And I'll be stopping that too, which of course he's correct on. They look like they know. Either you seal that border and get these freaking people out of our country or we don't have one anymore. What Joe Biden did in his 4 years is the most evil thing that's ever been done in the history of the presidency. That includes, well, yeah, that pretty much is everything, I have to be honest with you. when you think about intentionally flooding your country with 20 million foreigners, doing that on purpose is evil. And Joe Biden should go to prison right next to Christopher Wray. I know he won't, but what he's done, he certainly deserves it. All right, we'll do some emails, and we're going to talk about birth rate problems and inflation problems, and they're eating people in Haiti again, and all that and more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's first talk about putting our money where our mouth is and money where our morals are. We love to talk about being pro-life, and I know we vote as whenever we can in a pro-life way. I know you do. I do. But voting doesn't actually save the babies. We have to change hearts and change culture. That's what saves the babies. How do we change hearts? How do you take a young lady who's been lied to her whole life, clump of cells, it'll ruin your life, all that. How do you change her heart when she's already pregnant and she's already decided she's going to abort it? Ultrasound is what changes her heart, because ultrasound introduces her to her baby. Clumps of cells don't have heartbeats. She gets to hear that heartbeat, and she chooses life almost every time when she gets an ultrasound. And that's what preborn does. They give these young women free ultrasounds. It is the ultimate tool in our fight for life. Let's put our money where our morals are. Let's not just say we are pro-life. Let's act it out. And doesn't hurt to deduct it off your taxes either. Preborn's tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. Give whatever you can give. $28 buys the ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you can get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You want to know how well your blender works for margaritas, Chris? I have a confession to make. You ready for this? I have never made a margarita in my lifetime. I've never. Not even on the rocks. And in fact, I'm not even totally sure what's in it. I understand I'm going to catch some heat. I get that. I have had margaritas in the past. I know what they taste like. I'm famous for my amazing order of getting not on the rocks, not frozen, half frozen. Of course, that's how the pros do it. Don't make that face, Chris. That is how the pros do it. I don't even know what's in one. I've never made one myself. And, you know, it drives my Mexican buddy Luis insane. It drives him insane. Because as you can imagine, being a Mexican, he takes his friggin' margaritas seriously. We're not talking mix from the grocery store. He's pulling out fresh fruits and things like that and throwing everything in there. And several times he's been all, no, you got to come over here and pay attention. I'm all, why? That's what I have you for. You're the Mexican. You figure it out. I'm not the one that has to figure it out. If you need a good hot dog, you come to me because I'm white trash. If I need a margarita, you're the Mexican. You make the margarita. And I think it's a good relationship. What, Chris? What? Do you know what goes in him? Is he accepting students? Well, not. Look, Chris, you have to habla.
Buenas tardes.
All right? You have to habla. There's nothing I can do for you. Speaking of people who have a lot of babies, we are not. The United States of America. And this is something. It's funny. I was talking to my oldest son, James. He thinks about this stuff. He was talking about Japan, the various things Japan is doing. He was telling me, hey, Dad, did you hear Japan is they're going to a shorter work week, trying to encourage young people to have more babies. And I saw this is from the Moscow Times. Let's hope it's not a commie publication. The 11 Russian regions to pay female students for early motherhood. They're going to pay women to have babies. And I am fascinated by this subject of birth rates in nations. I don't know how to fix the problem, but I know it's a huge problem for a lot of countries. and I don't know how to fix it, and this is not a new problem, one of the great signs that your nation is thriving is when you have a good birth rate for the country. I've told you this before. Pre-World War I, one of the things that freaked England and France and these other countries out about Germany, who Germany was fairly young as a unified country back then, one of the things that freaked them out about Germany and the Germans was their birth rate was sky high. Young people were getting married and they were cranking out little German babies, which didn't end up working out that great for the rest of the world. But you understand what I'm saying. It was one of the things that other nations were back then. This is not some new phenomenon. They're looking, they're thinking, dang gone, those Germans are breeding like rabbits. And vice versa. Nations have understood for the longest time, if people are not reproducing, if they're not making enough babies, then it means terrible things for your country. First, it throws your country out of balance. You know, societies, they're supposed to have old people, middle-aged people, young people, children, toddlers, babies. All people of all ages serve critical roles in a society. They just do. It's healthy for a society. You need babies there. You need old people there. You need people in between. It starts to turn your society too old. You start to lose young people, and too many people get old. It screws you up. That's the beginning. And then it gets worse from there. Your society starts to die off. It's really, really bad. The only reason I brought this up is, at all the times I've read about it, I have never found a country that seemed to figure out a solid, long-lasting solution for it. And I'm all game for solutions. I've heard tax incentives. I know Poland's had some success there. Russia's going to start paying women to crank them out. Japan's, they're having less of a work week. Hey, at least maybe the young people will stay home and get married and make babies. But nations have never seemed to be able to figure out how to reverse this problem. And we have the same problem here in America. Now, our problem is not as severe as someone like Japan. Japan, really a lot of the Asian countries, they're dying. They can't get enough babies out there. It's a huge issue. But our problem, it's approaching it for sure. And I don't pretend to have all the answers, unless it's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, which is tomorrow. I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I know society needs an answer for it. And it's crazy to see what happens. And look, there are a lot of factors that go into it, but it's a sad place when you watch a society, ours, Japan's, even Russia. It's hard to feel bad for the Russians, but even Russia, it's hard to see an old society dying off. Holy crap, is that true, Chris? Jewish producer Chris just looked it up. Japan's 0.7 per year. 0.7. That's what their birth rate is now. You need, as you know, a birth rate slightly above 2 to continue as a country. Theirs is 0.7. Sucks. You know, it doesn't suck as Tunnel to Towers. Christmas season. Christmas season is wonderful lots of the time. And lots of the time, it's very, very hard when you have lost someone in your life. Christmas season can be very, very hard. This is going to be a first for me. I'll tell you already, it's hard without my dad. Christmas music is harder to hear. I've always enjoyed it. It's hard this year. Just thinking about doing Christmas, and he's not going to be there. It's going to be hard. Think about the Gold Star families, fallen first responder families. You know, I lost my dad when he was almost 70. Think if you lose your dad when you're a kid. This is the time of year Tunnel to Towers steps up big time for those people. And all they've ever asked is $11 a month from us to keep going. More than 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to its programs. It's unheard of in the charity world. You want to help those families out? Tis the season. 11 bucks a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, you can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
Hi, Jesse, could you give us a sentence or two when you get a chance on how the federal government confiscated millions of acres of state lands and then calling it like a park or something? And they're mismanaging the forest anyway. They can't handle it properly. The Parks Department have said past devastating forest fires are natural. They wouldn't let the people clear out the beetle killed the dead trees. So wipes out our forest. Be great for Trump to try to give back the federal land to the states that to whom it.
You want to see a jaw-dropping map? A jaw-dropping map. If you're not driving, pull up your phone, your iPad, whatever. Don't act like you don't have your phone in your hand. I know you do. Pull up your phone and look up map, United States map of federal lands. Look at the western United States of America. It's like the whole thing. They kind of have the whole thing. And there's all kinds of stuff back east, too, you know, but out west, it's just theirs. They just took it all. And there are a lot of things I could say about this right now. Again, if you told the founding fathers that the federal government would be the largest landholder in the country, they would have just stopped the revolution and left the country in Britain's hands. They'd be mortified by the fact that we allowed that. But this is, again, this is... Remember, well, it's Christmas party season, so we don't have to make it in the past. It's Christmas party season. So here's what you're probably already experiencing if you go to work, or you will experience it. A brutal company Christmas party. There will be one. You know what's going to happen. They're going to rent out Chuck E. Cheese, and it's going to be a Friday night when you want to do something else. Everyone's going to show up. I know, Chris, I love Chuck E. Cheese too, but that's not the point. They're going to rent out a Chuck E. Cheese, and everyone's going to have to show up, and it'll be everyone. It's a Santa hat theme. Everyone wear a Santa hat. And you know why you're having a company Christmas party when every person walking through the door wants to be somewhere else? You want to know why that happens? Because people want to do something to justify their existence. It's a very common, it's a very human thing to do. And so when the company is having a meeting towards the end of the year, there will inevitably be some busybody, almost always a woman, who, we need a Christmas party this year with the theme. Everyone can dress up as the Grinch. It'll be so fun. And because the CEO is not used to saying no to anybody, he'll be like, okay, Susie, you can plan the Grinch Christmas party. And so people have this desire to do something, and it screws people over all the time. This is how so much of the government operates when it comes to parts of this country. You have these bureaucrats and these politicians, and we don't want them to do anything. Just leave us alone. Just leave us be, please. Stop spending our money. Stop passing laws. Stop taking lands. Stop passing regulations. Just leave us alone and let us be free.
You know, freedom is not free.
But they can't. When they see anything, wow, those are pretty mountains. You know what? We should make those federal lands. Then no one can ever touch them. Oh, that's a pretty river next door. That could be part of the federal land too. You know what? The whole state of Nevada. I think we'll just take it. It's what they do. And there's a more nefarious part of this. There's a drug cartel border aspect to this as well. I know New Mexico in particular has struggled with this. You'll see some do-gooder congresswoman, some senator somewhere They'll say, you know, I think this land needs to be protected. This should be a national monument. And they'll even make some greeny argument for it. This is what the ground squirrels would want. Something like that. When in reality, when you do that, you can severely restrict what Border Patrol and other law enforcement agencies are allowed to do on the national lands, because there are national lands inside the borders of this country where the drugs are grown by the drug cartels. Did you know that? They're not all shipped here. Sometimes it's grown here. There's all kinds of ugliness when it comes to that. Yeah, I could go off on that for a while, as you could tell. But anyway, Canada's Justin Trudeau seems to be upset that we didn't elect Dome.
No, it shouldn't be that way. It wasn't supposed to be that way. We were supposed to be on a steady, if difficult sometimes, march towards progress. And yet, just a few weeks ago, the United States voted for a second time to not elect its first woman president. Everywhere, women's rights and women's progress is under attack, overtly and subtly. But I want you to know that I am, and always will be, a proud feminist. You will always have an ally in me and in my government.
When's the last time you got your testosterone levels checked? Listen, this could be you.
No, it shouldn't be that way. It wasn't supposed to be that way. We were supposed.
Do you want to sound like that? That's what you're going to sound like if your T levels get any lower. Male Vitality Stack from Chalk will have your T levels up 20% in 90 days. You don't have to sit and stress about anything. But if you let it go, if you're all, Jesse, I don't need that Male Vitality Stack subscription, I'm sure I'll be fine. This will be you next month.
Supposed to be on a steady, if difficult sometimes, march towards progress. And yet, just a few weeks ago.
Have you ever seen how that little fruitcake sits with his legs crossed over like chicks do? Just, I don't even understand how with a man's anatomy you can cross your legs like that with just the thigh resting on the other thigh. But he does it. He pulls it off. You know why? T levels are low.
The United States voted for a second time to not elect its first woman.
Male Vitality Stacks from Chalk. CHOQ.com. Christmas special time. Huge discounts on subscriptions. Do you want to go Trudeau or do you want to go testosterone? You can only choose one of two directions. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. That or this is going to be you.
President, everywhere, women's rights and women's progress is under attack, overtly and subtly. But I want you to know that I am and always will be a proud feminist. You will always have an ally in me and in my government.
Get those T levels up. Dear O Wise One, yesterday my sister and I got into a big discussion about deportation and what happens to the kids that are already here. So, of course, I channeled my inner Jesse Kelly with my points, but then she came back this morning with the 14th Amendment, and I realized I don't know the difference between that and DACA. Can you please help me out some more? My mom, to my surprise, commented, "Actually, Aaron, did you hear Jesse Kelly make the argument? He laid it out pretty well." Now, how do I get my sister to listen to you as well? His name is Aaron, or her name. I don't know which one it is. Okay, so DACA was from Obama, because we have all these children who are born here, but then there are children who are brought here when they're children. So the incorrect interpretation of the 14th Amendment now, I need to stress it's incorrect, is that if you are born here, even if your mom's an illegal who just slipped across the border, you are an American citizen. That's the 14th Amendment. DACA was not about children who were born here, because under the current ridiculous law, those children are already American citizens. DACA was about the people who came here, who were brought here as children. So dad, mom, uncle, cartel guy grabs a six-year-old, drags him across the border from Nicaragua, and now, because of Obama, because of DACA and the courts and a bunch of stuff, now that non-citizen, the DACA people, are not citizens. They are, however, But kind of. Look, it gets complicated. They are, however, protected from deportation. That is the difference. Under our insane interpretation of the 14th Amendment, if you are born here, you're a citizen. The DACA people are not people who were born here. They're people. That's why they call them dreamers. These dreamers, they always have to have the fluffiest terms for these people. It's about the people who were brought here as kids. They're not citizens, but they want to protect them from deportation. That's what DACA is all about. All right, some emails, and then we're going to check out of here until tomorrow. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, because I won't be here Friday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email your questions, all 3 hours dedicated to you. Chris, I haven't bought the wife anything for Christmas yet either. And not only that, here's what she dropped on me. I didn't tell you this. She said, hey, do me a favor and don't look at the credit card bill. Not to sound like you, Chris, but I always look at the credit card bill to make sure there aren't fraudulent charges. And, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. She said, hey, do me a favor and don't look at the credit card bill. There's only one reason she would have said that. She bought me something nice this year. I don't know what that means, right? There are various degrees of nice. Did she buy me a new scope for a rifle? Did she buy me a sweet knife or something, or a cool little, I don't know. But now, so, all right, hear me out. Why shouldn't I take a peek at the credit card bill? Not because I want to ruin any gift, but it'll give me some idea of what I should be spending in return. Because what if it's a $100 knife? That's a nice knife. I realize it's not custom made, but that's a nice knife. And then I go out and I get her a $25 order of flowers. Well, now I look like a jerk. But what if it's a $100 knife and then I go spend $200 or $300 on a diamond earrings or something like that? Now I've Tommy topped her, and she'll be mad about that too. What, Chris? What? That's a good point. Chris said, I can't look because I can't act. That's a good point. I'm paralyzed right now, and she'll give me no indications at all of what I'm dealing with here. I might be walking into a buzzsaw. I don't have any idea. It's basically a minefield. You've seen movies like Rambo when he's crawling through the minefield and he has to dig up the mines before he blows himself up. That's me right now in the house, Rambo, trying to figure out how to do this. I don't know where this is going, but I'm scared. Now I'm at the point where I'm scared, and I don't want to overspend. I don't want to sound like Chris. I don't want to overspend. Money doesn't grow on trees. Look, inflation accelerated in November. It's a headline right here. 2.7% for the year. So we're all poorer anyway. Maybe that's what I do. I'll get her something not too expensive, and I'll cite the inflation numbers. She'll be understanding about that, I'm sure. Hey, I would have got you something nicer, but inflation's really bad. I already give her dog Rough Greens. What else can you ask from me? Fred is given Rough Greens every single day because of me. The all-natural nutritional supplement you sprinkle on his food. Fred, he gets to live longer. I'm sure she's cuddling with him as we speak right now, cuddling and snuggling with that big, fluffy, useless idiot Fred, and she'll get to do that for ages. I give her the gift of Fred because I give Fred the gift of Rough Greens. Essentially, my gift to Fred is her gift. I like that. I like where I'm going with this whole thing. Do you want to give your wife a gift she'll remember? A gift that has her pet living longer. Cats or dogs. They have Meow Greens too. Go get a free Jumpstart trial bag. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Also remember, these communists are psychos who want to murder people.
And look, we'll say it over and over. Violence is never the answer. This guy gets a trial who's allegedly killed the CEO of United Health. But you can only push people so far. And then they start to take matters into their own hands.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy's going to get a trial, but you can only push people so far. He kind of had it coming. Hello, world famous author. Just a short story on the impact of your book. I was able to buy your book and meet you at the book signing in Tampa. What an honor for her. One of my history classes is doing a class project on communism and the impacts, and I suggested your book as a reference. One of my students was so interested in your book that I bought him a copy, and every time I see him in his free time, he is reading it. Another of my students was also interested in the book, so he's reading my copy. I love the interest they're showing, and I love that I'm training anti-communists. Thanks for all you do. Her name is Sarah. How about that? Look, that wonderful book is available at jessekellybook.com. It's award-winning, Chris. Actually, it didn't win any awards. It is a national bestseller, though. Can you believe they started printing it with national bestseller on it? Gosh, I'm such an author. Master Trapper, after I heard your story of Ob and the mouse in the garbage can, it reminded me of my wife. We had a mouse issue, and I caught a few, and my wife said, quote, they are in the air vents, and I hear them hissing all the time. She heard water flowing into the toilet to refill her bath in their toilet, and I thought it was all in, and thought it was mice hissing at her from the central air vents. Apparently, she heard it for months, and even after I assured her it was the water pressure, she insisted they were hissing mice. Living in her mind. Love you, brother. Keep trapping. His name is John. Look, by now, the fact that there are mice or a mouse or a rat in the house, it's not something she can get out of her mind now. And if things get any worse around the house, if I don't bring her an actual dead mouse soon, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to go to the pet store and I'm going to get a dead mouse. You know, you can buy those to feed snakes and stuff like that. And I've got, what, Chris, what? Yes, already dead, Chris. I'm not going to, look, as much of a barbarian as I am, I'm not going to go buy a mouse from the pet store and throw it down onto a mouse trap. That's a little dark, don't you? What is wrong with you? What, yes, you can buy already dead mice. Apparently, that, look, you'll know this when your kid buys a freaking snake one day. Even though the snake doesn't eat dead mice, so of course it has to be a live rat or whatnot. Wait a minute. I already have to go buy rats for the stupid snake. I bet you I'll get a 2-for-1 deal. I'll get a couple rats. Now a rat. I'll drop a rat in a trap. Rats are just the most wretched little things in the world. I'll wait till she's gone and snap, drop that bad boy in there. Hey, good news, Ob. Problem solved. See, this is a great plan. I love this plan.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
U.S.-China officials to hold economic talks before the Trump return. Yes, of course, they're trying to do everything they can do to ensure China, the gravy train, is going to keep on rolling. 184 killed in Haiti, the U.N. says, as the gang leader allegedly orders the massacre of the elderly on a voodoo priest's advice. Remember that talk we had yesterday about being very careful, wanting that revolution? You think you're going to end up better off? You very rarely are. Haiti's a prime example. Biden orders scientific agency to expand its use of indigenous knowledge in the final days. Gosh, here we go. The rain dances at the Science Institute. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. We're going to have a blast. I'll see you then. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.